This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Republican House Speaker, or want-to-be House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, has failed to win the House speakership on a 14th vote late Friday, failing one vote short as tensions boiled over in a chaotic scene on the House floor. A 15th round began at midnight near. In remarks on the House floor as Congress reconvened Friday night, North Carolina Republican Congressman Patrick McHenry says GOP leader Kevin McCarthy is the best choice for House Speaker.
I am honored to rise tonight to nominate my good friend, the gentleman from California, Kevin McCarthy, to serve as Speaker of this House.
McCarthy seemed on the cusp of becoming House Speaker as the chamber convened for a fourth historic day after he made an extraordinary gain in a grueling standoff that tested American democracy and the GOP majority's ability to govern. As the world watches to see if Russia maintains a 36-hour ceasefire to honor the Orthodox Christian holiday, the White House announced Friday a new $3.75 billion military assistance program.
At the Pentagon, Press Secretary Brigadier General Patrick Ryder explained what that support would look like with the Bradley fighting vehicles.
And it's not a tank, but it's a tank killer. A Bradley is a armored vehicle that has a firepower capability that can deliver troops into combat. So, again, it will provide a significant boost to Ukraine's already impressive armor capabilities.
At the State Department, spokesperson Ned Price was also skeptical of Putin's proclaimed ceasefire. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Europe ended a bad year for inflation with some relief as price gains and eased again. While the cost of living is still painfully high, this slowdown is a sign that the worst might be over for weary consumers. A United Nations report says global food prices hit a record high in 2022, AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says global prices for food commodities like grain and vegetable oils were the highest on record last year, even after falling for 9 months in a row. Russia's war in Ukraine, drought, and other factors drove up inflation and worsened hunger worldwide. The FAO Food Price Index, which tracks monthly changes in the international prices of commonly traded food commodities, dipped by 1.9% in December from a month earlier. But for the whole year, it averaged 143.7 points, more than 14% above the 2021 average, which also saw large increases.
That's AP's Norman Hall reporting. A retired science satellite is about to fall from the sky, but NASA says the chance of records falling on anybody is very low. NASA announced the 38-year-old satellite's impending demise late Friday afternoon. It's expected to come down Sunday night, give or take 17 hours. Officials say most of the 5,400-pound science satellite will burn up upon reentry. U.S. President Joe Biden has given awards to several of the people who defended his 2020 win in the U.S. presidential election as the nation marked the anniversary of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. VOA's Marissa Melton reporting.
On this day of remembrance, joined by the Vice President, the Second Gentleman, and all of you, we honor a remarkable group of Americans who embodied the best before, during, and after January the 6th, 2021.
President Biden marked the second anniversary of the January 6th, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on Friday with an award ceremony honoring law enforcement officers who defended the building, as well as lawmakers and civil servants who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election results. Biden gave 12 honorees the Presidential Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. He called them patriots who have performed exemplary deeds in the service of this nation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An explosive memoir reveals that many facets of Prince Harry, from a bereaved boy and troubled teen to wartime soldier and unhappy royal, from accounts of cocaine use and losing his virginity to raw family rifts, Spare exposes deeply personal details about Harry and the wider royal family. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.